sokuyizika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba esiphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Lechona njani mthokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesithathu mhlaka 20 2018 nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
babhadala itheki bakhrede imisebenzi wama-local. I think indima abayidlala inkulu kakhulu. Asingu qathekile ukuthi iAfrica General embracing each other, bebambana ngaso sonke isikhathi, because South Africa is creating employment. Umuntu local la yabenefit, so I think it's a good thing.
Umhlaba unanza ilanga leziphephele ele-World Refugee Day lamhlanje. AbeZimbabwe abaphephele emazweni angomakhelwane beqala ngokuthi kabaphathwa kuhle.
Uyakwazi kahle sokuyilathi abantu laba ama-arrive partners ngaze xaizinela kodwa akuzokubelani kuzokubancede ngoba abantu njele bona sebejwayele ukuthi bazavotela umuntu we-arrive. So into yadikhathi izayenzakala ikakhulu kumaphathi kunyube nguye kanje singakhalelaa ukuthi ngatatelwa amashuzi.
Inkokheli ye-MDCT ilandula imbiko ethulwa ngamanye amalunga e-MDC Alliance. Wona ethesa leli bandla icala lokwahluthunela izihlalo zokuncintisa kukhetho lwetale lephalamende. Kwezemidlalo aqhubeka nzima amazwe asezwekazi le-Afrika kumncintiswano we-World Cup. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amazwe omhlaba ananze ilanga leziphepheli ele-World Refugee Day namuhla. AbeZimbabwe abayiziphepheli kwele South Africa besithi kuningi abakwenzayo ekuthuthukiseni lelo lizwe, kanti njalo lenhlupho zabo zinengi. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapo eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Isihloko sokuthakazelela ilanga lesiphepheli lonyaka sithi simanda wonye lesiphepheli. Le nkuthakazo yenhlanganiso yezizwe zomhlaba e-United Nations efuna iziphepheli zemukelwe, zinakakelwe, njalo amalungelo azo ahlonitshwe. Lesi sikhalo esifanayo esiphuma kuningi labeZimbabwe abeza kwele South Africa ngezombusazwe kanye lezomnotho. Kuqula labeZimbabwe abaphephela kwele South Africa kulabongikazi, odokotela, omanjinela, otitshala, abaki, abaculi, abayanga kanye lesiphofu. Umgcinihlalo weZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Ngabuto Mabena, uthi mkhulu umsebenzi owenziwa iziphepheli zeZimbabwe ekuthuthukiseni ele South Africa.
Abanye barana ama-business ikakhulu ehlelweni lolothwa ngama-spaza shops, abanye bayizikhulu zamakampani njalo futhi basebenza lezi nkampani ze-government lothwa ama-parastatals, abanye futhi bangomongikazi, bangodokotela. Siyababona abanye futhi bayathengisa emgwaqweni.
Amatitshala wona afike kwele South Africa enza ezibukwayo. Iningi lezikolo ezivumeleyo ezithola impumelelo encomekayo ikakhulu emadolobheni afana le-Johannesburg kugcwele wona amatitshala eZimbabwe. Inxa yokwaziwa ngokusebenza gadalala, abeZimbabwe laba yibo futhi abagcwele pham endaweni zokudlela elizweni jikelele, besebenza njengabapheki lokupha isihambi ukudla. Akusakhulunywa-ke ngabakhi ngoba phose zonke izindlu ezakhiwe ngobuciko kwele South Africa kunezandla eziningi zeziphepheli zeZimbabwe ebezisakha. Le yinto umnumzana Stan Ndlovu athi kufanele abakwele South Africa bayibonge.
Babhadala itheki bakhrede imisebenzi wama-locals. I think indima abayidlala inkulu kakhulu. I think kuqathekile ukuthi i-Africa General i-embrace nje each other, bebambana ngaso sonke isikhathi, because South Africa be creating employment. Umuntu local la yabenefita, so I think makes a good sense.
Ngitsho lasezikhundleni eziphezulu elizweni bakhona. Umnumzana Gabriel Shumba oweza kuleli ebalekela umbuso kamnumzana Robert Mugabe useligqwetha elaziwayo kakhulu emthethweni ndaba eJohannesburg High Court. Loba kunjalo esinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Moses Spana uthi bathwele amagabha avuzayo.
Okwakuqala kwaba nzima vele ukuthi sithole that document ama-Islam seeker abantu abethu sibafundisa kuma-private school ngama-document aseZimbabwe engazi ukuthi igovernment yaseZimbabwe izakwamukela kumbe lapho e-South Africa futhi abasoma-citizen ukuthi abantu bayahlupheka umsebenzi ayisekho into esihlangana nakhona.
Umnumzana Nkosini Chuma yena uthi laba iziphepheli zezomnotho labo babhekane lohlupho olukhulu kwele-South Africa.
Kwezindawo eziningi kunama limit ukuthi ama foreigners kwezindawo ayifuni abafuni umuntu mhlawumbe ona refugee paper noma i-work permit. Ezindaweni eziningi kunama abasebenzisa ukuthi abafuni abantu bangaphandle abangaka. Ezindaweni eziningi awukhwalifayi ukuthi kuthole izinto eziningi, so kunzima ukuphila kwesiphepheli.
Iningi likhala ngokuthi kuthatha iminyaka efika ichumi umuntu lokho esamele ukuthi isicelo sakhe sokuphephela sihlolisiswe. Kulabanye njalo abathi iziphathamandla zikahulumende esemahofisini eziphepheli ziyenqaba ukwengezelela isikhathi nxa ungaphathanga imali yesibumbathiso. Kodwa umqondisi wogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Mkhuseli Apleni uthi kulo mthetho osuke ezandleni zikamongameli welizwe abakhangelele ukuthi nxa ungavunyelwa uzenqabela inhlupho eziningi ezibhekane lokuphiwa imvumo zokuphephela.
Lumthetho usuphasiwe ePhalamende okwamanje usukumangameli ukuze awemukele. Angavele awemukele sengiza kwenelisa ukuya emankampanini amagqweta ngiqashe amagqweta ahluze zonke izicelo esezilinde ukwedlulisa amalawulo. Le yinto esikhangelele ukuthi ingathatha iminyaka emithathu.
Umnumzana Plain uthi kwakhathesi iziphepheli kule South Africa zifika izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 200,000. Phakathi kwaleli nani uyavuma ukuthi abedlula izinkulungwane ezilikhulu kubo 100,000 sebelinde isikhathi sedlulisa amalawulo bemele ukuthi izicelo zabo zokuphephela zilungisiswe. Kodwa-ke uthi uhlupho olukhulu ukuthi iningi labadinga ukuphephela laba kakusizo ziphepheli zoqobo kodwa ngabantu abazodinga amadlelo alihlaza. Ngokwesinqumo senhlanganiso ye-United Nations, isiphepheli kufanele kube ngumuntu obalekela izweni lakhe ngenxa yokuhlukuluzwa kwezombusazwe loba ezokholo. Ngamelesitudio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Kwele Botswana khona iziphepheli zeZimbabwe ezihlala kulelo lizwe zikhonona kakubi ngesimo esilukhuni enkambeni yeDukwi zisithi zibulawa yindlala kanye lomqando. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ezinye iziphepheli seziqale ukuphindela ekhaya ngemva kokutshelwa nguhulumende ukuthi kumele zibe seziphumeza phela kwele Botswana kusiyafika amhlaka 31 kumpalakazi lonyaka. Kubika intathelizindaba yethu uMartini Ngwenya.
Kuleziphepheli zeZimbabwe esiphose zifike amakhulu ayisikhombisa, i-688 esenkambeni yeDukwi engaphandle nje kwedolobho le-Francistown. Iningi labaleka emakhaya isikhathi sokhetho lokudinga umongameli weZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2008 lona olwaba lodlakela olumangalisayo owagcina abanye belahlekelwa umphefumulo. Ngemva kweminyaka edlula amachumi beseBotswana, uhulumende weBotswana wethi kasenelisi ukubagcina njalo ekhaya akusela simo esibi okokuthi iziphepheli sezingenelisa ukuphindela. Inhlanganiso ebona ngesiphepheli umhlaba wonke ejikelele e-United Nations High Commission on Refugees, UNHCR, yabika nyakenye ukuthi iza kwehlisa imali enika amazwe agcina iziphepheli, okwadala ukuthi eleBotswana lithi lalo alisenelisi ukugcina iziphepheli eziningi. AbeZimbabwe labeNamibia babonakala beyingxenye yeziphepheli okumele ziphume enkambeni yeDukwi ziphindele emazweni azo. Esinye isikhulumi seziphepheli zeZimbabwe umzana waseChibi utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi abanye sebeqalile ukuphindela ekhaya noma nje khonona ukuthi imali abayithwayo iyohambo inlutshwana.
Kunisa njalo nje abanye ama-1-1 sebuyele ekhaya. Babuyele ekhaya i-voluntary repatriation labor, so voluntary repatriation to me vele yi-deportation because unikwa $100 bekuchiye board mawuhlala kachana njengemtare awufiki $100 imali encane kakhulu ukuthi awufiki ngokuthola into zakho.
Uthi isimo enkambeni asilula, iningi libulawa yindlala ngoba kuthatha isikhathi ukuthi ukudla bekuthole.
Azimanga kahle lapho enkambeni eDukwi la ukudla kwesinye isikhathi sithatha 2 months singakutholanga kule ndlala umqando lowo lenguba silazo sale sabuya lapha sibuye lapha ngo-2004 besinganikwa ingubo sinikwa amalembu lawa angamalembu yakwazi amalembu kuyagodola kuyabanda abantwana abancane heyi zisusize.
UTV uthi okwenzakalela iziphepheli zeNamibia zona ezabaleka esiqintini seCaprivi kuyeza nakubo. AbeNamibia laba baphiwe inyanga ezimbili kuphela ukuthi baphume baphele eBotswana. Amapholisa ebophe labo abazame ukutshengisela eHaburoni kuyona le iviki.
Enye futhi ukuthi amaCaprivians amaNamibians kathesi kuthiwa babuyela ekhaya futhi sebenikezwe isikhathi esingange-2 months kuphela babe sebengekho kuration abantwana baba sebekhitshiwe ezikolo kuthangisizile ukuthi babaphuthile khona ngale eHaburoni lapho ababekhona bezama ukutshengisela bababambile bababisela eduku akula muntu vele ongakunika ichance ukuthi ukhulume so khonoku kuyasifake ukuthi ukusihlakaniphisa ukuthi lathi sihlale silungiselele ukuthi vele kuzaba sokuyithi.
Umphathintambo obona indaba ezenzakala phakathi kwelizwe leZimbabwe uDokotela Obert Mpofu utshele iStudio 7 lamuhla ukuthi uzaqhubeka ekhulumisana lohulumende weBotswana ukuze babone ukuthi iziphepheli zeZimbabwe zenelisa ukuphuma kuhle ilanga elabalabekwa lamhlaka 31 Mpalakazi lingakafiki. Umpofu uthi abanye sebeqalile ukuphindela ekhaya noma nje bona befisa ukuthi abantu baphindele belixuku hathi kanye kanye. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngiSabron kwele Botswana.
Ukuhlaziya indlela iziphepheli ezivela kwele Zimbabwe eziphila ngayo kwamanye amazwe sixoxelo mnumzana Butholezwe Nyathi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu e-Migrant Workers Association South Africa.
Ngiyabona umsakazekuba nami emoyeni ukuba isiphepheli bayirefugee yatshembelela kakhulu ngendlela esesibone abantu bephathwa ngayo kakhulu lapha le-South Africa ngithi mina nje kumazwe ase-Africa ngenxa yokuthi amazwe amaningi ahamba asayina zonke lezi zivumelwano kodwa ngaso kuza esikhathini sokuthi kufanele benze lokhu abakusayinela phansi sibona umahluko omkhulu kakhulu.
Ungathini ngezisebenzi zeZimbabwe ezikhona ngapho kwele South Africa?
Ngiyibhethe kunzima kakhulu ngoba into ekhona eyenzekana ukuthi abaqhashi abaningi baphatha izisebenzi eziya ngaphandle kwele South Africa njengabantu aba-desperate abangathatha noma yini ukuthi bephile. Sibona kakhulu ukunyembezelwa nokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu nokuqilwa kwabantu yenza umuntu uze lapha ngenxa yokuthi ibalekele ezepolitics ibalekele ezeikonomi kuyafana bebhowethu ngoba i-South Africa ayifani neti namanye amazwe lapho ukuthi uma umuntu efika efikele khona ekehlale enikeze i-government ebalekele i-government ukuthi uma ifika njena ufanele namhlanje eziphambili ukuthi kuzenzani. So-ke abantu bagcina nje bethatha noma yiphi umsebenzi esenza noma yini ukuthi ethole imali esiphethenizinga. So bonto ahlukuluza njeiyaprovide emthembe
abalencwadi zokuhlala kulelo lizwe ngokusemthethweni-ke nezokusebenza bona bengabe bengcono yini kulalabo abangalalutho
kuyafana ngoba izavele bebheke nje bebheke ukuthi umuntu ubuya ngaphi. Abantu abantu balapha e-South Africa baba-culture of activism abatolerate ukuhlukuluzwa i-background yethu yiliyana ukuhlukuluzwa kube yinto ebayijwayelayo. So ukuhlukuluzwa kwenzeka abantu lapha wenza umuntu lamaphepha wakanamaphepha kugcina ngezwa kufana.
Umnumzana Butholezwe Nyathi ngumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu e-Migrant Workers Association South Africa ubexoxa ecingweni lo sithandekile mhlanga ekhona le kwele South Africa. Ibandla le-MDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa liyakulandula ukuthi lihluthunele amanye amabandla akumanyano we-MDC Alliance izihlalo okwakuvunyelwene ukuthi azancintisa kuzo kukhetho oluzayo. Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi akuzimangalisi ukuxokozela osokuqhamuke kulumanyano. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Iningi lababandla akumanyano oweMDC Alliance afana labo Transform Zimbabwe ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Jacob Ngarivume, ele People's Democratic Party elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Tendai Biti, kanye lele MDC elikhokhelwa nguProfessor Welshman Ncube asola umkhokheli weMDCT umnumzana Nelson Chamisa embeka umlando wokuphambuka kulokho abavumelana kikho. Kodwa umgcini sihlalo weMDC Alliance umnumzana Morgan Komichi uthi akusiqiniso lokho okuchiwo yinkokheli yamabandla la. Okukhona uKomichi uthi yikuba kwangeniswa amalunga alesisindo kulezo zigaba lamaward ngenjongo yokuthi banqobe ukhetho lukantulikazi 30.
We effect the changes in Mazwesa.
Abethu sebakhetha ebandleni bebegcine ukwedlula abalethwa yi-alliance. Saguqula lo owayekhethiwe ukuba amele isigaba seMazowe South lapho kwakukhethwe khona uFaith Chakwela eMazowe West, bekulo Tamari Chimanzi kuthi eMazowe North kwakubekwe uTinashe Muchuri. Laba bantu babaziwa nguZulu wakulezo zigaba, ngakho belifuna senzeni singene kukhetho labantu abangaziwayo? Lifuna sithabisa abantu abalutshwana nje kumbe sithabisa abantu bakuleso zigaba? Kungakho senza leyo nguquko isenzayo.
Kodwa ingcwethi yezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi akumangalisi okwenzakalayo kwe-MDC Alliance. Omunye walezi ngcwethi ngumnumzana Bekezela Gumbo osebenza ephansi kwenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute ZDI.
Injaba leyi esizakala ku-alliance ukuthi abantu i-MDC kaChamisa isinjani sithatha isijwamula amasithi ithathela ama-alliance members. Injaba mina engayibona kudala lokuthi izayenzakala ngenxa yokuthi uyakwazi ukuthi kathesi kuyi-last minute abantu laba ama-alliance partners ngaze qasha ukuthi sebezimela kubodwa akuzozokubelani kuzozokubancedi ngoba abantu vele bona sebejwayele ukuthi bazavotela umuntu we-alliance. So into kathi ikhaya ukuthi izayenzakala ikakhulu kumaparti Ncube ngiyakazi singakhayela ukuthi ngathathelwa amasithi. But labo abanye esikhangele ukuthi ngakwezi ngoba one abantu bangikhona akula kumbe singathi le yi-constituency yakho layo sikuthi nxa singamthatheli akula lapho njani uza computer akula. Into yathi siyikhangele nalo ukuthi ngayenzakala especially ngomuntu nje ochamisa so ngayifuna ipower kakhulu.
Ingcwethi zithi kodwa ziwelelana lokunye kokwenziwa ngabe-MDCT ngoba kungasizi lutho ukuthi kuyiwe kukhetho kubekwa abantu abazamela i-alliance bengaziwa nguZulu njalo abangasoze balunqobe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Live Talk kuhlelo lwe-Diaspora Forum lamhlanje sikhangela impilo ephilwa iziphepheli zeZimbabwe kwamanye amazwe afana leSouth Africa leBotswana. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ngene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele Indonesia selikhethwe ukuba lilunga lekhansili yezomvikela kumanyano we-United Nations okweminyaka emihlanu elandelayo. Leli lizwe liba lilunga lamazwe abalisa ele Germany, South Africa, Dominican Republic, ele Belgium. Inc. Inkampani ye Schweppes Zimbabwe ithi isiphendukisa inamnete lemazowe eliyisitapitapi ngemva kokukhonona kwabathengi. Vesithi inamnete elilechukela ephansi eliqale ukulungiswa yinkampani le kunsukwana ezedluleyo bebengalithakazeleli. I-Schweppes yona esebenza iphansi kwenkampani ye-Coca-Cola ibingasathengisi imazowe elechukela enengi ejayelwe ngabantu ngoba isithi inamnete leli lilakho ukubangela imikhuhlane echukela efana le-diabetes. Ngalokho ibisithengisa inamnete elilechukela eliphansi kuphela. Kodwa uZulu uvuke ubhova wakhonona kakube esithi inamnete elitsha leli kalifuni ngoba lingamnandi. Lokhu kwenze inkampani le yazisa namuhla ukuthi isiphendukisa imazowe yesitapitapi. Kodwa ithele elichukela eliphansi izaqhubeka ithengiswa layo ukuze abantu bazikhethele. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezokudla umnumzana Romeo Pepe sambuza ukuthi ubona njani lolu daba.
Imazowe ilicebo elihle kakhulu lokuthi ilondoleze impilakahle yabantu ngoba lezi nsuku ichukela ingeyinye imbangela yokuthi abantu bebe lemikhuhlane eminingi bakhathazayo, bebalelisa sugar diabetes, imikhuhlane yenhliziyo, imikhuhlane ye-BP. So ngenxa yokuba nabantu abaningi banatha imazowe almost on a daily basis nje kaningi kaningi ngelanga, ichukela laphana limaza kakhulu i-health yabantu. Kulama-organizations amaningi umhlaba wonke jikelele avumelanayo ukuthi ukuthi abantu impilakahle yabo ibe ngcono kumele ichukela lehlise. And ngiyakukhola ukuthi i-Schweppes kade ilandela yona leyi advice, especially ama-organization anjenge-World Health Organization babakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi impilakahle yabantu ibe ngcono ngoba imikhuhlane ekhona lezi nsuku ngenxa yechukela ilokhu isiba mningi, abantu abaningi bagula kubangelwa yichukela. So icebo lalo licebo elihle kakhulu.
Abantu bona balolwazi olwaneleyo yini ngengozi abazifaka kiyo ngokudla ichukela eliningi kumbe ngokunatha amazowe la ale ichukela eliningi? Nanku phela bayala leli elile ichukela elincane.
Hawu, ulwazi lulutshwane ebantwini ikakhulu aspartame. Kube labantu abaningi abajikele information eningi ma-WhatsApp laku-Facebook bekhuluma ngokuthi i-aspartame le iyakhoza i-cancer, iyakhoza imikhuhlane enzi-enzi. Abantu abaningi bayethuka ngoba abantu ulwazi abalalo ukuthi vele i-aspartame yena iyinto emi kanjani. But yona vele i-aspartame yinto elungisiweyo, yalungiswa ngama-scientists and yatestwa ngama-organizations amaningi abalolwazi ukuthi kumele isebenze njani ebantwini. Amanye ama-websites akhuluma kubi ngamanye ama-components bahle bagcona bagcona abantu bayithuka bahle bathi hayi sesifuna imazowe yethu endala, but ulwazi abantu bengelalo.
Abanye bacabanga ukuthi ichukela elikumazowe leli elimnandi kakhulu bathi natural ichukela yama-orange vele i-healthy, ilempilakahle elungileyo ayilankinga. Kunjalo
kungananzenzekayo kubhale 50% orange juice, but i-sweetness yona leyana ku-orange ayeneli ukuthi imazowe ibe sweet nendlela yesweet ngayo. So ukuthi kudayiluteli kuya-edwa enye ichukela ukuthi ibe lokumnandi kunaka, ayisuke ukuthi i-natural sugar yodwa, hhayi.
Umnumzana Romeo Bebe yincwethi kwezokudla sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Umkhokheli webandla le-Alliance for the People's Agenda umnumzana Nkosana Moyo namuhla wethule ugwalo lwezithembiso athi uzazenzela uZulu alubana ethe wanqoba kukhetho lokudinga umongameli. Kubika uGibson Bebe.
Ekhuluma emhlanganweni wokusungulwa kogwalo lwakhe lwezithembiso lwalokho aza kwenzela uZulu angamkhetha, imanifesto umoyo uthi abantu beZimbabwe sekumele bavotele abantu abalolwazi hhashi abangane babo lezihlobo. Umoyo owake wasebenza kuhulumende weZANU-PF wazise ukuthi ngakulantu ezatholakala kubandla leli eselele minyaka libusa ngoba ilizwe leZimbabwe lingasafuni abangane lezihlobo. Uthe abantu beZimbabwe kumele baguqule indlela abacabanga ngayo nxa befuna ilizwe lithuthuke.
Ngikukhuluma lapho ngitshela abantu ukuthi ngazikhangela ukuthi izwe lingalilungisa kanjani. Singakhangeli ama structures engawathi wona ama physical structures kuphela. Kumele sikhangele ukuthi thina ingqondo yethu kahle sisebenza kanjani njengabantu. Ukufa kwelizwe okuningi kahle sisengqondweni yethu. Kumele sikhangele ukuthi sicabanga kanjani, sihlala labanye abantu kanjani, singakazi ukuthi ngokuyadinga uncedo olusuka kwamanye amazwe. Kumele
ekhuluma ngohlupho lwenkohlakalo oluselizweni umoya uthi iZANU-PF kayisoze yaluqeda lolu hlupho ngoba inkokheli yaleli bandle kuyiyo ephatheke kulo.
Ngaqalisa ngento yama-parastatals. Into esibuleli ilizwe lethu lama-parastatals wona lawo yikuthi sifake abantu abangakwazi umsebenzi emsebenzini wakhona. Nga kumbe ngabantu abakho kumbe ngabazukulu besibanika umsebenzi abangawaziyo. Ngathi sifuna ukuthi ama-parastatals ethu asebenze kuhle, kumele sidinge abantu abakufundelayo ukuthi sifuna kwenziwa. Ya? Into ye-corruption kumele sivele singayivumeli ukuthi ibe khona. Kumbe nomntanakho angayenzi i-corruption kumele umeke layithini ukuthi ilizwe lesilungisele.
Omunye ukhulume embuthaneni wokuthula kwe-manifesto apha ehlangothi lwabatsha unkosikazi Nobuhle Nyamanza uthe abasakhulayo kumele bazi ukuthi ikusasa yabo ime ngaphi ngoba kuyibo abasenkingeni ngodubo oluselizweni. Unyamanza ugcizelele ethi umoya nguye kuphela ongakhulula ilizwe leZimbabwe ekunzimeni elikibo ngoba eseneminyaka eminingi esebenza nenhlanganiso ezulisisa inotho yamazwe omhlaba. Ibandla le-APA liyancintisa kukhetho lolonyaka lokudinga umongameli namalunga ejayele ephalamende kodwa abantu abaningi abaliboni njengebandla elilosekelo olungenza lisuse iZANU-PF embusweni bethi umoyo ungusomabhizimusi wazini ngezombusazwe. Omunye okade esemhlanganeni lo umnumzana Thinashe Jongwe uthe okuhluphayo ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe abavoteli inkokheli ngekukhulumayo kodwa ngokwazakalayo ngayo.
Sanamoyesayimzile wonke okhulumayo imanifesto yakhe ngibalile ezani yonke ngiyayazi ngayibala le MTC yazi. Abantu abaningi ngibuza abatshena bembuza khona kibudu bo-Twitter and social media but into engayitshela abantu ukuthi yithi thina esimvotelayo ukuthi awini unkosanamoyo ufakwa yithi ukuthi abe ngupresident and kusukela namuhla ngizaqalisa ukutshela abantu ukuthi unkosanamoyo kumele simfake e-State House ngoba nguye umuntu esimfunayo, is the right candidate esimfunayo eZimbabwe.
Abanye bacabangela ukuthi ibandla leli lingaba lesabelo esithile samavoti kukhetho njengalokhu okwenziwa libandla likaSimba Makoni ngomnyaka ka-2008 lona elathola amavoti ayisilinganiso sokuthoba mina mbili 8% okuthi ngangalibambelele likamnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai elathola phose amathumi amahlanu ekhulwini 47% ngabe lanqoba ngesilinganiso esingathandabuzwayo kwavimba ukuphindwa kokhetho lwe-runoff. Ngimele isitudio 7 kuseHarare ngiuGibson Bebe.
Siyabonga jaha elidala. Likhumbuleke zihlobo zami ukuthi uhlelo lwe-Live Talk luyalandela kumzuzu emibili elandelayo. Lilo Blessing Zulu losandekile Mhlanga lapho abazaphatha khona udaba lweziphepheli. Njengoba namhlanje nje kulilanga lesiphepheli i-Refugees Day okulilanga elinanzwa emhlabeni jikelele lizakhumbula izizalwane zeZimbabwe zisabalele zigcwele yonke indawo emazweni afana lapho Botswana, kwele South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique, Britain, America khonapha sikhona lathi. Yilo ke udaba esiluphathayo ku-Live Talk namhlanje kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Ibandla le-MDCT elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa liyakulandula ukuthi lihluthunele amanye amalunga e-MDC Alliance izihlalo. ufanele olivalelisayo umuntungami Linkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.